Lesson 42. Continuing Revelation to Latter-day Prophets. Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. Section 68, Verses 1 through 4. Section 84, Verses 109 through 110. Section 107, Verse 25, Verse 34, and Verses 93 through 98. Section 132, Verse 8. Official Declaration 2, pages 293 and 294 in the Doctrine and Covenants. Also, Our Heritage, pages 117 through 119 and 125 through 127. The members of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are Latter-day Prophets, Seers, and Revelators. They continue to receive revelation to guide the Church. This lesson discusses a few examples of continuing revelation to guide the Church. Read Our Heritage, pages 117 through 119. Why is it important to understand that Church auxiliaries, programs, and activities exist to support the family? How have Church organizations and activities strengthened your family? Read Official Declaration 2. How has this revelation been a blessing to the Church? What can we learn from the process President Kimball went through before receiving this revelation? See Our Heritage, page 126. What are the responsibilities of the 70? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 25 and 34. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 93 through 97. How does the creation of additional quorums of the 70 comply with the instructions in this revelation? Scripture chain, following the prophet. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 through 6. Doctrine and Covenants, section 28, verses 2 through 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 2 through 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 20. End of Lesson 42, Continuing Revelation to Latter-day Prophets, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.